WFSM test. KFA DNS mobile. Hey, listen over here, on WRPM, WCPC.
Firing in?
I answer that question, yes I am. I just dialed it up on the 900.
Well, that works. I'm just about 3 miles north of the house and following the contour of the lake, which is probably the problem.
Hey, yep. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to get any better there, so... I'd give it a shot over here. My Elenco, that, the second jack, when you plug a speaker into the second jack, then it splits, one speaker, the first one is your A side, the second one's your B side. Ordinarily with just one speaker plugged in, that other jack is the programming jack. So if you want to program the radio, well, then you'd have to unplug the other speaker and plug in over there.
Yeah, and as far as the audio goes, they're probably just using one of those wipers in a normally closed configuration, and when you plug in, you break it. So anyway, I don't know why we don't do this more often in terms of coverage, but it's because we're talking to, there's a half a dozen other link repeaters here, so. All right, I will let you run. I'll be back in coverage on the other one very quickly, so catch up with you over there at W8RPM.
Okay, Ron. We'll catch up with you. And yeah, we're heading up, we're leaving Thursday morning. We'll be up. And then we'll be staying, I think till Wednesday we're heading back south. W8RPM, W2PUT.
NAPZT, you listening?
Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Kilo Hotel, radio check, please.
Radio check, go ahead.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Kilo Hotel, and I'm visiting here in the Upper Peninsula, and just wanted to try out this radio.
This is KJ5HST, I am in the Lower Peninsula, Indian River. And you are staticky, but I am hearing you.
Yeah, I got that. Got some static here. I've got a poor antenna on this. I didn't bring a better antenna, so I'm having a little static.
Yeah, I'm running a handheld, just a simple Yaesu handheld, and a whip. No external antenna, right back to the side.
Yeah, very good. I'm handheld, Yaesu. well, and just on the stock antenna. I've got a better one at home, but I did not bring it.
That's pretty good range. Glad we were able to connect.
Absolutely. What town are you in?
Indian River, about 20, 30 miles south of Bridge.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Thank you for coming back to me, and I appreciate it. I haven't made a contact since I got here, so that's all good.
Well, nice to meet you, and hope you enjoy your time in the UP. It's wonderful up here this time of year. And 73, KJ5HST.
Thank you very much. I think we will. So far, it's been great. Looking forward to what's coming ahead. Sam 4, okay.
Come back again with, what is your call sign again, please?
Yeah, my call sign, Kilo Mike 4. Romeo Kilo Hotel.
Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Mike Hotel. Is that correct?
Not quite. Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Kilo. Kilo Hotel. Romeo Kilo Hotel.
Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Kilo Hotel.
That's so.
Roger that. Thank you.
That's correct.
Okay. I don't know if you're still out there, but hit me again with your call sign because I apparently wrote it down wrong. Previous caller, this is KJ5HST. Are you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still out here.
Okay. Hit me with your call sign one more time, please.
Yeah, Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Kilo Hotel.
Alrighty, so I've got you, you go by William or Bill?
It's in the book, it's William, I go by Bill.
Awesome, I see you're from North Carolina. I've got family in North Carolina, and I live in Texas, but I spend my summers up here in northern Michigan. So that's awesome. Glad you're up here. Are you staying at an RV park or state park or campground or where are you at?
Right now I'm in St. Ignace in a hotel.
Very cool. St. Ignace is awesome. Have you been to the island yet?
I'm going to the island day after tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic. You'll enjoy yourself. This time of year, it is really nice because there's not a lot of people. And you don't have to stand in line. You don't have to bump up against people and deal with the hassles of the crowds. And, things are quiet and shutting down.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we were further up the peninsula the last couple of days, and it was very quiet up there. But it was just beautiful.
You running VHF, UHF only, or did you bring a UHF or a an HF rig with you? You doing everything, or are you just kind of running handheld?
I just brought the HT with me, running VHF, UHF. My HF, I debated trying to bring it, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes that can be a little bit cumbersome. I don't know if you're doing any QRP stuff or anything, but that's been my pleasure lately is going lightweight, trying to get under a pound and all that kind of stuff. So that's my game.
That's very nice. Very cool. I like that. I haven't tried QRP yet. I've got a mobile setup that I've been trying to put into a box to make it kind of a portable, and that's what I've been trying to set up, but it's not QRP or lightweight.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm a new ham, and I think you are too. I looked you up here. I'm I took my license for just over a year, like, you know, a year and a couple of weeks or so. And I got my general in March, and I'm really having fun with it. Playing around with QRP, I was able to get to the ARL connection there, which is, you know, a little over 1,000 miles from here on 5 watts. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely a hoot to be able to do this on such a little power. I didn't try any less, but the guy gave me a 5.7 at 5 watts, and I thought, man, this is pretty cool.
Fabulous, that's fabulous. That's interesting because I got my general in February, just probably less than a month before you did, and started playing with the HF.
Yeah, very good. I started with a G90 even before I got my general, just kind of listening in and hearing how things are going, and you know, trying to learn the ropes and try not to sound like a noob when I finally got connected. And I ran the G90 until shortly after Hamvention, and I was able to pick up an SDX1. I got the Optima, and so now I like having the option of an all-in-one rig running off the battery. And now it's, what I've learned is it's all about the antenna. It's all about the antenna and the feed line. So that's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been picking up on that too, and I've been thinking about what I need to do to improve that situation as well. The antenna makes a huge difference. I have just gone outside, and I'm standing outside, and the reception is so much better than when I was in the building.
Yeah, I get that. Right now I'm inside, but I don't have a dock antenna. I bought an aftermarket diamond antenna for my radio, which is an SD5DRAF something. I don't know what all the letters and whatnot. But yeah, you sound good to me.
Great, you're coming in good up here as well. Yeah, I've got a antenna on my house for the UHF-VHF that I use with the mobile rig that's set up in that box I was building, and that's really nice. I can get some nice range out of that, so I wanted to test this HT that I got and start playing with it and see what I can learn.
Yeah, it's all good. How long are you planning on being in the area?
We're here through Saturday, heading back on Saturday.
That's a nice period of time. You get down to Indian River, feel free to look me up, KJ5HSD.
Give me that call again.
King James 5, Hubble Space Telescope, Kilo Juliet 5.
Repeat the suffix.
Hubble Space Telescope. Hotel Sierra Tango. HSC.
Got it. Very good. Very good. Yeah, if we do end up down that way, I'll look it up on the map, see where it is. If we end up that way, I'll look you up.
Well, don't look me up by address, because you're going to come up with Texas. Hit the radio. I usually got it on scan. I try to hit the all the repeaters in the area and listen in. There's not a lot of activity up here. I try to monitor Simplex and all the local repeaters, but it was nice to hear you coming in for a radio check, and I keep listening.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm glad you heard me, because I tried when I was further up on the island several times, and I never did get anything back, and I was wondering if it was me or it's just nobody was out there.
No, you're coming in. There's, a little noise, of course, but, we're both indoors or compromised, and, it's good. We got some good range here, but I'm surprised. It's nice that we've got a little water between us, too. That helps.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. It is a pretty good range, I would say, since you're quite a ways below the bridge. That was an impressive bridge, by the way. I was the first time I've been there, and it was a pretty sight.
So you're going south to north, not north to south. That's not how geese fly this time of year.
We're odd ducks. We do it differently. We went all the way up as far as we could go. We had time to, and now we're working our way back down.
Well, very good. I got your contact information here. I'm going to send you an email. Be sure to check your email.
Will do. Sounds great.
All right, 73. I'm out of here. KJ5HST.
All right. Just one other curiosity question before you take off. What time of year do you usually head back to Texas? I mean, how long do you hold out up here?
Somewhere between September 30th and October 10th, 15th, something like that. You can be faced with snow any time around there, especially in the UP. There was actually some snow last weekend in the UP, and I've got a cabin more on the west side of the UP over near Iron River, and I've spent time in Indian River, and it varies, it's different every year, but pretty much beginning of October, it's time to head south.
Absolutely. That's kind of one of the nice things about North Carolina. We get all four seasons, but nothing's too harsh.
Yeah, that's kind of why we kind of snowbird or sunbird, whatever you want to call it. We spend half the year down there and half the year up here.
Very good. Well, I was just curious. Glad you got back to me. I'll let you get back to it. I know you were on your way out, and maybe we'll catch you on HF as well, and I look for that email. So you take care, 73s, and have a good week.
Yeah, really nice to meet you, and hopefully I can meet up with you face-to-face sometime.
Agreed. I'd like that.
KJ5HST.
For Romeo Kilo Hotel. Oh.